Praise the Lord, good morning.
Morning.
Praise God, it's good to be in the house of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let's read Psalm 13. Book of Psalms, and we read Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. Amen. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. We may come today, and we have a lot of questions to God, and we are waiting for answer prayers. We are pressed by persecution. But the only answer here for us is to pray. Pray to God, to trust Him, that He will be the one to take full control. Prayers, it is the the changing time between the past and the future. Whatever is your situation now, trust God. Through prayers, after prayer, life is changed. And we can see that at the end of the psalm, David says, I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. While we are praying, God will do wonderful things, great things. He will deal with the enemies, those who persecute us. He will deal with the negative circumstances and give us victory and answering our prayers in a wonderful, marvelous way. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. We thank the Lord. Let's pray. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Through you, Lord, only through prayers, by praying to you through the name of Jesus, you will change circumstances. You will speak to us. You will guide us what we need to do. You will deal with the enemies. You will remove obstacles. Lord, here we are. Let's come to the Lord confessing our sins and our shortcomings and what we have done wrong. Lord, hear our prayers. As we are confessing, Lord, cleanse us, purify us, and answer us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers. Lord, cleanse your church, your people, the brethren who are here, the workers, the families, who are here and also in other places, wherever your congregations, O God, your people are gathered, I pray, O God, I pray, Lord, you do bountifully with us. You deal bountifully with us as we have dealt with David and answer his prayers and satisfy him also in the same way, O God. Cleanse us, purify us from all unrighteousness. Yes, Lord, as we confess, as we renounce, deal with us bountifully, transform us, change our life, O God. Let's give thanks now to the Lord for all the good things. Now start to see the good things that God has given to you. Your life, your good health, your strength, the shelter that He gave you, the food, the dress, the work, the income, the family, all the provision. The great things that He gave and provided, we thank the Lord for our even very breath. If you are not the one who gave us, we cannot breathe. Thank you, God, for all your great work in our lives, in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, uphold us with your grace as we give you thanks. Oh God, you multiply as we give you thanks. You bring peace as we give you thanks, O Lord. You deal with situations and do victories and deal with enemies. As we give you thanks, I pray for multiplication. I pray, O God, that we will see you moving in a marvelous way, that we can see all your goodness in a more marvelous manner, O God. We thank you, God. We bless you, magnify. We need you in our lives. Yes, Lord. Let's come to the Lord and give him our burden. Lord, I need you this day more than ever before. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, in our lives, in the life of our families. I need you, O God. Let's give him your burden. Give him what is disturbing your mind and your thought. God had helped you in the past and he will help you today. Come to me, all of you are weary and burdened, and give you rest. Jesus say, O Lord, hear our prayers. Take our burden, O God, and set us free. Answer our prayers. Provide jobs, incomes. Provide good health, O Lord. Provide doors, new doors, new opportunities. Give wisdom to solve our problems. O Lord, hear our prayers. Hear the prayer of your church in the name of Jesus. Take my burden, Lord. Take the burden of the brethren. Take the burden of the church. Oh God, we have no one but you today. Yes, only you who can deal bountifully with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we have trusted in thy mercy, O Lord. Our hearts shall rejoice in thy salvation. Let's pray for our families. Thank you, Lord, for our wives and our husbands and our children. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, hear our prayers. O God, we know if we are whatever we ask according to your will, you will hear us, and you will. And when you hear us, we know we have what we ask from you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless each family. I pray for each and every husband to put you, O Lord, in his head. O God, you are the head of each and every husband, O God. Pray for the wives also to be meet helper for their husband, to help them in their abode to serve you, Lord. I pray, parents, they will give instruction, precise instruction to their children to obey you, to walk in your ways, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. Guide us, support us, strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every family. Let your name be lifted up, O Lord, in their lives. Let them shine. Let them be a blessing to their families and people and nations around them. I pray for worship in each family, in every family daily, in prayer daily. That family will evangelize, will plant Bible studies in their neighborhood in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for unity in each and every family. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working. Tell him, thank you, Lord, for my job and income. Thank you for your provision. Thank you, God, for your guidance and your help and your support and your strength, oh God. Thank you for the jobs of my brothers and sisters. Yes, Lord, I pray for them that they will be shining in their places of work. Pray for your boss now. Pray for your company. Pray for yourself that you will do the work of God, and you will also be a good example and work hard. Yes, Lord. Answer the prayers. Stabilize all these places. Bless all these places of work for the sake of your people who are working in these places. You put them there. I pray they will be faithful to evangelize, to pray for their boss, to be a good example, to work hard, to be honest. And also, I pray in the name of Jesus that they will also be honest with you to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit to you and to your storehouse. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy. Lead us and guide us. support us and strengthen us, O God. Just pray now for our neighborhood. Pray for your friends, your to be saved, your colleagues, and your also pray for your relatives. Pray for your neighborhood. I pray, Lord. I pray even back home, whatever you know, you remember. In other places that you live, you remember people. Use all the communication that God give us to evangelize to them. Lord, we pray. Let's pray for them. We pray for more opportunities to preach the gospel to those people around us that we meet every day, oh God, in the market, in the workplace, in the road, our neighborhood, our relatives, those whom we know through the social media. Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus, you will help us. You will guide us. You strengthen us, Lord, to spread your word to them. I pray for souls to be saved. I pray for people to be edified and sanctified by your word in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now. If you know any brother and sister who have problem, who are in need, let's pray for them. Pray if they need a job. Pray if they need some finances. If they are sick, need healing, stand for prayers. Hear our prayers, O God. Help our brethren, O God. Help them in their choices, O Lord, I pray. Provide, 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 Lord. Healing in the name of Jesus. Provision from your hands, O God. Doors, you are the only one who can open to us. Help us and guide us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, for everything you give and you provide, you support and you strengthen. Lead us, O God, lead us. We bless you, Lord. We magnify, we adore you. Let's pray now for this country that God had put His church in UAE, and also the places that the church expand and extend to Oman, to Kuwait, Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi, and that the church had extended to these places through families, through also congregations, through even individual members. Let's pray. Let's pray for the governments and all these places that God will give us favor. Give us favor, Lord, from their eyes, Lord, that everything we need, from logistic offices, documentations, whatever papers, favor, the places of worship, places of living, you will provide, O God. Whatever documentation we need, you will provide, O Lord. We pray that they will give their life to you, Lord. Reveal your step to them, O God, through vision and dreams. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, reveal your step to them, O God, to know you, to follow you. Give them a dream and visions, O God, to know the truth of your word, O God, to walk in your ways. O God, help us to evangelize. We commit ourselves to evangelize. Let's commit ourselves in all these places that we will be good citizens. We'll obey the rules of the governments, O God. Lord, we commit ourselves, O God, to evangelize, to pray, to intercede for the lost. Hear our prayers. Lord, give us boldness to preach your word. Lord, we pray that you stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, and people will know that you are the true God and we are your servant. Help us, Lord, and guide us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Lead us, O God, to continue to the abode to save you. Pray now for yourself, pray for the church, pray for your ministry. Lord, refill me once again with the Holy Ghost. I'm willing to go and serve you, Lord. I'm willing to go and do the work of yours. Refill us, O God. I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost, that we will speak in tongues, interpretation of tongues we will have, the message of wisdom you give us, message of knowledge, miracles, faith, healing, all these gifts we need, gift of pastoring, teaching, exhorting, evangelizing, raise up among us people to evangelize, O God. Whatever gifts and things we need, you will help us, O Lord, to fulfill the vision of yours, the work of yours, O God. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication and peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray, bless all the ministries, O God, of the church. Bless all the Bible studies, O God. Bless the watchman ministry, the church school. Add to us families and members and also children and students. Bless the farming ministry. Bless our clinic, O God. Bless also, Lord, our publication ministry, our website. Bless also, Lord, the translation ministry. Lord, help us and guide us. Anoint all the leaders, pastors, elders, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray you fill us with the Holy Ghost to go on and save you, Lord. I remember now also, Lord, let's pray for Sri Lanka situation there, difficult, our brothers, and they're having some difficulties. We pray for provision for them, O God. So, Lord, solution for the crisis in Sri Lanka. Provide them, Lord, spiritual and finances and food. Provide all their needs, O God, and help them to persevere. And while you had put them there to persevere and to spread your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And even, Lord, we pray for our worship today. Lord, anoint our worship, anoint our song, anoint all the items of our worship, the giving, O God. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Anoint this recording. Anoint the preaching, O God. Anoint our prayers. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be, Lord, glorified. Lord, we are coming to you to worship you and adore. Let's all stand to worship the Lord. Let's come down and bow down at his feet. Yes, Lord. Truly, Lord, after our prayers, we know that you have dealt bountifully with us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Anoint our worship. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we continue to give thanks unto you. Thank you, O God, that truly, Lord God, day after day, you give us the joy. Day after day, O Lord, you change our lives. Lord, we pray that we will be more like you every day. Thank you, Lord God, for that security in our hearts, the assurance, O Lord. As we are in your hands, we put your hands, we continue to put unto your hands, O Lord, our lives.
No.
Yes, O God, you are our Lord. Thank you for the power that we receive from you. Thank you for the love that we receive from you. Thank you for the strength that we receive from you. And Lord, as we sit down now in your presence, you lead us and guide us. Speak to us and lead us in the way that we need to go. Thank you. You brought us to the most holy place. Thank you for your touch, the feeling of the Holy Ghost, the joy and the strength that come from you. We bless you in Christ's name. Amen. Let's collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits and our vows. Let's bring them to the storehouse of God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all that you give and you provide to us. Thank you for the jobs, the income, the salaries, the provision, the bonuses we receive. Thank you for all that you provided. And here we are, Lord, bringing to you our tithes and our offering and our first fruit. Look down from heaven and see and open the windows of heaven upon your church and upon your people and bless us, O God. Rebuke the devourer in our lives. Let all nations see and witness that we are blessed by you. We thank you, Lord. I pray for this money to be multiplied, to be used by you, to reach the lost. Thank you, Master. We magnify your name. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As we all expect and coming to hear the word of God, God today has a special message for his church, to his people. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. And God, as he called Jeremiah, is the Lord is calling you today. The church is passing through the most critical period. There's much corruption, there's much immoralities, much compromises, much worldliness. And God, as he called Jeremiah, is calling you today to save him. Let's see Jeremiah chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the day of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, and unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, and to the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee, and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, and say the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to build, to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north, and evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, say the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness who have forsaken me, and have burn incense unto the other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. Thou therefore get up thy loin, and arise, and speak unto them all that I commanded thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar and a brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your word, thank you for your promise to us. We come before the name of Jesus, anoint my lips, and put verses and scripture in my mouth. Help me, Lord, to deliver the message in the way that you want it. Oh God, direct it according to the needs. Motivate your church, your people, to serve you, God. You had called us, you had called them, children, others, mother, fathers, parents, Lord, and old and young people, you had called today to do the work of yours. Help us to persevere, oh God. I pray for clarity of the message. I pray you take it, anoint it, make it reach all the congregations of the church and the places that you ordained for it to reach. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This be all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah was from a family of priests, and he was called during the reign of King Josiah, and he was a good combination with the King Josiah. King Josiah was a righteous man. He did a radical cleansing of idol worship and the foreign God's altar in Jerusalem, in the temple of God. He removed them, he cleansed them. All this, they were the idol of his father and his grandfather and so on. He cleaned up the temple of many idols, and he extended his campaign to the area of Samaria, to the cities of Samaria, and he removed high places, the foreign god altars, and with the other priests. He did a marvelous work. And Jeremiah was a person who was fit with to work with King Josiah in making such a campaign against the idol worship that was so spread at that time. Now, you may ask and you may say, Josiah was a radical king, and what about then Jeremiah need to be with him? You know, if he was doing the good work, yes, he was doing good work, but two better than one. If there are two doing the same ministry, it is good, because it will be that Josiah was doing the work and Jeremiah was speaking the word. As a church, we need to do the work, and we need to speak the word. Do the work, and we speak the word. We need to speak and do what we say. And also, as we have read from verse 1 to verse 3, that he came to prophesy from the day of King Josiah until that we mentioned in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, Judah, and to the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah. So Jeremiah, he not only prophesied and did the work during the King Josiah time, but also during the time of his sons, Joachim, son of Josiah, and also the time of Zedekiah. So even if there are other people with you doing the same ministry, you, as had God called you to do the work, you need to do it, because you don't know which time that the other person else will not be there, and you will be the only person who need to stand firm and to declare to the people the whole will of God and the word of the Lord. God had called you, and you need to accept the calling of God in your life. God had called Jeremiah to deal with the idol worship that was so rampant at that time in the life of the people of God, in the life of the temple of God, and even today in the life of the people of God, and in the life of the church of God, and the churches of Christ all over the world. They are rampant idol worship. And we will review now. What are the idols? I will not say what idols Jeremiah spoke, but I will speak about what we need to deal with today in the life of the church, which idol that we need to deal with from the life of the people of God. First, the idol of lust, immorality, boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, courting, watching pornography, living relationship, divorce, and remarriage. These all idols. Adultery, multiple marriages, and unlawful marriages with non-believers, and also allowing single father or single mother to marry a person who is not the father or the mother of his children. The second idol is celebrating feasts of idols, like Christmas, New Year, and all the set up with it, the tree, the Santa Claus, celebrating birthdays, wedding anniversary, death anniversary, celebrating Father's Day, Mother's Day, Pastor's Day, Harvest, Valentine. All these are idol worship, including farewell parties and the other days. And because in every culture, in every country, there are certain idols, and the church should not receive these idols and put them into the life of the church. That's why need to be cleansed. Pride, boasting, showing off, idol of greed, covetousness, love of money, idol of wasting and spending too much, gluttony, eating too much, loving food more than God, buying food from restaurants, loving feasts and celebrations but refusing to fast. Now Christians, they don't want to fast, they want to feast only. Worldliness, wasting time on TV, YouTube, and Facebook, Also slander, malice, envy, jealousy, bitterness, all this idol, having grudges, anger, hatred, unforgiveness, showing off laziness, complacency, and lack of commitment to God, and serving the worldly things but not willing to serve God. The idol of homosexuality, homosexual marriage, man with man, woman with woman, transgender, all these are we need as a church, as an individual, the time and the place that God had put us, the time and the place that God had put you, each and every one of us, of you who listen, is a calling of God in your life. In verse 4, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee, listen, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. God is calling you. Before even you are in your mother womb, listen to me, my brothers, my sister, my children, my brethren everywhere. Before God had formed in your mother womb, God had called you for this ministry, to declare the word of God, His will. He called you to get sanctified. You need to walk with God. You need to prepare yourself with the Lord, that you need to agree with God and go through the process of sanctification in order to be cleansed yourself and go forward and explain to the people. Show them where they fail God, where the scripture they did not do, where the scripture they break, and what they need to do now for them to repent and to come back. God had called you to the nations, to different kind of peoples and categories that you need to go. You need to preach His word. You need to follow His will. In verse 6 and 7, then said I, oh Lord God, behold, I can't speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Here, God wants you to go to certain people, and you need to tell them. And He will tell you what you need to speak. Don't make excuses. Don't try to escape and move away from the calling of God in your life. Don't think that God will find other person, except you want to disobey God. And I don't believe you are disobeying God. I don't believe that you want to disobey God. I believe you are willing to obey God. Don't make excuses. God will not change His calling and His mind about your life. You need to go and tell the people the message, to declare to them His will, so they will repent. Be not afraid of their face, for I am with thee to deliver thee, say the Lord. He said, don't be afraid of their faces. You know, most difficult things for a human to go and face. God wants you to go and speak face to face, not at the back. People, they used to go and speak with other people at the back of others. God wants us to speak face to face. And that's, He said, don't be afraid of them. God can deal with our enemies. Hallelujah. I believe God can deal with our enemies, those who persecute them. God can handle them. We need to go and tell them. We need to show courage and stand firm and declare to them the whole will of God. Don't allow fear to control you, for the Lord is with you as you are willing to serve Him, and He will deliver you from their hand and their home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Lord put forth His hand and touched my mouth. Hallelujah. And the Lord say unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth, whatever a place. God will guide, the Lord also shall provide. Here the Lord stretched out his hand and put it and touched the mouth of Jeremiah and put his word. He provided for him what he needed to say. In the same way, God will provide for you. He will let you know what you're going to speak. God will provide for me and let me know what I will say and how to speak. God will give us his word. He will provide for us for our mission so that our callings will be effective and will bear fruit. In verse 10, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. You see here, God called you not only one nation, nations, called you to different kinds of peoples, nationalities and backgrounds. There are things that you need to do by declaring the word of God to them, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. The word of God will bring dramatic changes in the life of the people. It will pull out all the traditional wrong practices that will bring the generational curses. It will pull down idol worship. It will destroy certain wrong setup. It will throw away wrong lifestyles, wrong priorities, wrong motives, selfish ambition, and other rubbish things that people live on. As well as put in your mind the word of God that God had called us to preach and teach and declare. It will plant and build a true ministry and the good life that is based on the word of God. That's where we need to move forward. God is calling us in a very critical period in the life of the church. Verse 11 and 12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Now here, the Lord showed Jeremiah the rod of almond tree. And here is, we are reminded, and he reminded him of the rod of Aaron. That was a blossom as a sign that Aaron was chosen by the Lord. We read that in Book of Numbers, chapter 17. Let's read it. Book of Numbers. Chapter 17. And verse. We read the whole chapter. You see the miracles that God did to show that Aaron was chosen by God. And God will do the same with you to prove that you are chosen by the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers, and thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmuring against you. And Moses spake unto the children of the Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece for each prince one, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rod before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and it brought forth buds, and it bloomed blossoms, and yielded almond. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto all the children of Israel, and they looked, and took every man his rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels, and thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so as the Lord commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die, shall we consume with dying. See here, as God choosing Aaron. And Aaron also responded to the call of God, and he bare fruit. God's here reminding Jeremiah with this, what he did to the Aaron, the priest, that he need also need to bear fruit the same way. You are called to bear a fruit. You are a priest of God. You are a royal priest. Peter say in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We need to bear fruit. We need to go forward and do the work and the ministry of God faithfully. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 13, 16. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I say, I see seething pot. And the face thereof is toward the north. And the Lord say unto me, out of the north, and if it shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdom of the earth, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching of all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. Here the Lord show another sign for Jeremiah, and we explain it. And the vision that he show Jeremiah, that he will bring his judgment upon Jerusalem, upon Judah, because they were worshipping idols. And God wanted Jeremiah to declare to them his judgment in the same way. In the same way, God is calling you today to declare his word to his church, to his people, his fierce judgment that he will bring because of all the idols that the church is doing, that we mentioned in the message. The church is passing in a very critical period of life, where corruption, compromises, immoralities, injustice, abuse, wrong motives, worldly and traditional practices are so rampant among God's people. And God is promising, he is sending his fierce anger and judgment over the people. And God wants you today to announce the judgment of God over those who refuse to amend their ways. God wanted to use you to go and declare his word. Verse 17, thou therefore give up thy doing, and arise, and speak unto them all that I commanded thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before thee. This is the time to be ready. Put on the full armor of God. Be ready to go forward with the belt of truth around your waist to declare the word of God to the people. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense, an iron pillar, and a brazen wall against the whole land, against king of Judah, against the prince thereof, against the priest thereof, and against the people of the land. In verse 17 he say, before he, when he told them, be ready and speak unto them all what commanded, be not be dismayed at their faces, lest I confine thee before them. He said, don't be afraid of them. Be strong, go on and tell the people your his word. Don't be afraid of them. He said, if you'll be afraid of them, if you'll be dismayed, I will terrify you before them. You have no other choice. My brothers and sisters, today we have no other choice but to go and to declare the word of God to the people, to follow him, to repent of their sin, to throw the idols. Let us work with the Lord. And God promised that I have made you, he promised Jeremiah that he made you defense city, to be a defense city that the people cannot penetrate you. They will not be able to penetrate and overcome you. He said, I'll make you an iron pillar, a pillar of iron. When they come to attack the iron of iron, those who attack the iron of iron themselves, they will be hurt. Those who attack themselves, they will be hurt and nothing will happen to you. He said to him, I made you a brazen wall, a wall of bronze that cannot be broken, that cannot be demolished, that cannot even be that cannot be passed. You know you are a wall, and you know the wall would stop the progress of the enemy. You will hinder the people from progressing in their evil plans. That's where our calling, even we are called by God to stop these evil plans. We are the world, has been made by God to do this wonderful work of God. He say, don't be afraid, for I am with you. I have made thee this day defense city. Hallelujah. Iron pillar, thank you, Lord. And a brazen wall against whole land. I am ready, Lord. Thank you, God. We need you, Lord, in our life. And they shall fast against thee, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. God is with us as we are with him. They will fight. The devil will fight. The enemy will fight. The demons will fight. But God say, here I am with you. We will not be afraid to declare and to denounce all these idols that the people are doing. Yes, oh God. Let's all stand in the presence of the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need more power. We need more strength in our life. Let us come to the Lord. Renounce your sins. Renounce your idols. Renounce your wrongdoing and come to God. Lord, we ask you more love. We ask you more power. We ask you more strength in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers. Lord, make me a brazen wall. Make me an iron pillar. Make me a defense city, O God, that the enemy can't penetrate. Those who attack me, let them be hurt, O God. In the name of Jesus, open their eyes to repent, O God, to follow you, to walk in your ways. More power, O God. More love. More strength in my life, in the life of your church, in the life of your people who are willing to go forward, to serve you, to declare your word, to declare your will, to face the people with their sin and their wrongdoing, to face your church with their corruption, compromises, immoralities, and the wrongdoing. Hear our prayers, O God.
More love, more power.
Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord. Put your word into my mouth, oh God. To speak your word, oh God. Put your word in the mouth of your people, my brothers and my sisters who come in their life to serve you, oh God. I pray, oh God. You take the message and separate it. Let it be any fruit that you desire. The purpose of sending this word to your church, let it be accomplished. Oh God, bless us. Bless your church. Bless your people. Bless my brethren, oh God. Bless us. Enlarge your territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.
More and more like you every day. life. I listen for